And for folks, how long will this take place?
1 week following Halloween, so the first week of November, most of the participating drop-off sites will be open during their normal business hours. But again, check on the website for the exact drop-off times as well as the locations.
And what happens with the tons of candy that is collected here? Where does it eventually go to?
Well, once we get it out of your hands, then we will box it up and send it to California. And that's where they will repackage it and put it into care packages and send it overseas to the servicemen in throughout Europe and Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere.
I imagine overseas, even though obviously the troops can use these little packages to, you know, help out some kids over there, you know, as well, but they probably don't see much in the way of candy.
No, and when you look at video or TV news clips of the troops, you know, walking through the neighborhoods in their where they're serving, they're always trailed by a horde of kids when it's possible, and they're freely passing out candy or other treats to again befriend the locals and try to grease the skids there.
You mentioned you got some corporate help on this as well. What are some of the names of the organizations that are involved in this?
Some of those we can't reveal yet because we're still working on them. This is real early, even though it's getting close, it's real early, but we have a very prominent local grocery store chain that is contemplating doing this. It's just a little bit early. Mm-hmm. Numerica Credit Union has also consented to help us get the word out, as well as KONA and McDonald's, and so we're appreciative of that, and perhaps next year we'll have this, we'll have a few more. One of the things I'd like to emphasize, though, is this is about the troops. And on the website, we have a page or a link to what we call the Local Heroes page. And on that page, we would sure encourage people that who have military family members serving presently or who are veterans, have served in the past, they can go to that page and upload their photograph and a short description of their service so that we can acknowledge them and honor them and at least give them a place where we can say thank you.
And all for a good cause, of course, to not only help boost morale but for the troops but overseas, but also to, you know, keep kids away from too much sugar during the holidays, right?
Well, there are some health benefits, and as I said, getting some of that candy off the streets and putting it at least in the hands of adults, I think there's some benefits as well. It sends a message that is a good message.
Now, in checking out our local heroes page, there is a Laura Osler here?
Yes.
Would that be...
That is a relationship of mine. She did a tour of duty in the military police, training Iraqi police services over in Bakuba. So
and what did you learn from her after she came back, after her experience?
There were things that we didn't want to know about.
Yeah, I would imagine.
That, she had so many interesting stories, yeah. A lot of close calls.
But I would imagine rewarding, though.
It is heartwarming, especially to know that they came home safely, but to know that they gave it their all and performed valiantly and followed their leadership and doing the job to keep us safe.
That's a very nice part of the OperationCashForCandy.com website. Log on and check out our local heroes. And by all means, if you have one, you can submit it right there.
We'd love that, yep.
And Kim, maybe not to leave you out of the picture here, when you see these kids that have had too much candy, what do you normally tell them? What's the advice to them and their parents in terms of brushing their teeth and all that and making sure they floss?
Well, we really promote oral hygiene instruction, teaching them how to do it properly, and also the parents, because sometimes it's the parents that don't know how to do it as well. And so we do promote that, and hoping that this will be a twist on it and give them a dollar and hand over your candy and will help them as well as the troops.
And it'll be less expensive for them in the long run, right?
True.
Okay.
As well as the candy, though, I did want to mention on the website there is a list of other needs the troops have. They have a lot of needs. So there is a list that you can look at to find out what else they need and what they accept, and we would be happy to mail that along with the candy to them.
All right, and that's OperationCashForCandy.com, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it, and good luck. We'll update folks on this it goes along, and hopefully a lot of people will be generous out there and donate candy, even for free. If they don't want cash, they just want to do it, you know, for a good cause, they can do that as well.
That'd be great.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Again, that website, OperationCashForCandy.com, OperationCashForCandy.com. 928 at 610 KONA, Information News up next.